From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. This Wednesday through Sunday at Mill Mountain Theater on the main stage, Shrek the Musical, the young audience's version. It's the last week for the show. Joy Janeway is the director for Shrek the Musical.
Theater for young audiences is just as it sounds. It is for young audiences. It takes the full-length show, and it kind of just breaks it down a little bit. So we have some of the songs are a little bit shorter. They're a little more bite-sized for younger audiences, but it is all there. All of the themes, everything is still jam-packed into this musical.
It's also the last weekend for the musical comedy Guys and Dolls at Attic Productions in Fincastle this Thursday through a Sunday matinee. Director James Honaker.
You will definitely be clapping and singing along if you come to see this show. A cast of 34 people, a great cast. I couldn't have asked for better people to work with.
At the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum at Hollins University this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., a book signing during an Animal Albums block party with local author and artist Cece Bell. Her exhibit, Animal Albums A to Z, runs through September 21st at the Wilson Museum. It's a multimedia tribute to classic album cover art. At the O. Winston Link Museum this Saturday and next Saturday, August 15th, a new exhibit, Link Reimagined, a partnership with Big Lick Bricks and Building Buddies. On the next two Saturdays, Gunnar Stevens of Big Lick Bricks is the artist in residence, and he'll be recreating five iconic O. Winston Link photographs using Legos. Link was the famed photographer who chronicled the last days of the iconic steam engine and rural train stations. Ashley Webb is executive director and creator for the Roanoke History and Link Museum.
So he did one of Rural Retreat last year for us for our 20th anniversary. And so that kind of morphed into this artisan residence program for him actually coming and building on site all of his works. And it's very interactive. So we'll have a creative build where people can come in and build their own things and display them on a shelf in the gallery.
The Washington Park Pool in Northwest Roanoke City is looking for volunteers to help paint a mural on the pool house. And the Art on First Gallery in downtown Roanoke has an open call for its next show through August 15th. The show is Photography, Shadows, and Silhouettes. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, my name is Lisa Spencer, and I'm the Executive Director of Local Colors. We are so grateful for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. We celebrate cultural heritages from around the globe with a variety of events, including the Local Colors Festival with the Parade of Nations. Go to localcolors.org for more information.